In this episode, let's talk about the thought patterns that happen in your head when you decide to give in and not persevere.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? I'm on my way to the gym. I just finished my run, and you know, typically when I'm running, the thoughts that I have become podcast episodes. It's like where spirit speaks to me, and by the time I'm done, it's like the cork in the bottle that is creating the bottleneck has been removed, and now ideas are flowing. And one of the topics that runs through my head while I'm going on my morning run is what I want to spend some time on, because I've identified that there's a replicatable pattern that I have that happens on my run, but also happens in the middle of my workday. And I'm wondering if you experience anything like this. If you do, hit me up on LinkedIn, drop me a DM, and share with me what, if you wouldn't mind, what goes through your head when you have something similar happen. All right, so while I'm running and I'm at a good pace and I'm exerting myself, one of the things that I've noticed is a limiting belief that pops up. And it's kind of like getting a text message. It just pops up on my screen in my brain. And before I know it, that limiting belief is actually almost always the same. It is something in my life that is a challenge or a struggle. Could be a difficult client project, a strategy I'm trying to unravel or lay out. It could be the thought that I'm about to take on a new task and it's a little too hard for me. Or maybe I've got some feelings like I might not be able to pull it off. And then the next thing I know, I'm just walking. I'm no longer even running. And it's like an impulse that once I think of something that is that's too hard of a challenge, I've stopped my run, and there I'm impulsively decided to make an easier decision. So why is that important? Because I've noticed that, one, it's an impulse decision. I didn't think through it. It's not like as I was running and I had the immediate thought, I didn't think, no, dude, you could actually keep going. You're going to be strong. You're going to be fine. You'll be able to persevere. You always have. I'm not doing that right now. I'm just stopping. And then the next thing I noticed is the same exact thing is happening at my desk when I'm working on something that's a bit of a challenge. That negative limiting belief pops up and I've stopped. So right now, I've probably got 10 really big projects that I'm working on. And I'm not even talking about client projects. I mean Todd projects. Like, how am I getting next level stuff done? I've got a SaaS product I'm developing right now that I'm hoping to have to market ASAP, and it's a challenge. And I've never done a SaaS product before, but I know there's a need in the marketplace. And as an entrepreneur, I want to fill that void, right? So I get to a point where I'm like, yo, you haven't never done anything like that. That's scary. Or pump the brakes. And then I stop and change and start working on something else. But because I'm an entrepreneur and because I'm aware of what's happening in the marketplace, I'm also noticing that there's two other products on top of that that are needed in the marketplace. So now I've got three products and I know I should be prioritizing. I'm also writing a book. I've got a speech for the largest stage in the world that I'm writing right now, and a series of Wirebuzz ads and long form content that I'm creating for ad campaigns that we're doing. Like, I've got more projects than I know what to do with, right? But it's a replicatable pattern. It's a limiting belief that gets in the way. It impulsively makes me do something. And that something is generally not what what I'm struggling with. It's go on to something else. What about you? What do you struggle with when you are at that moment of digging deep? What goes through your head? What keeps you going? And what forces you, what do you allow? Because we aren't victims. We are, we're in charge of our thoughts. What do you allow to pump the brakes on you? Send me a DM on that. And I also, while we're on this topic, in the last 10 years of my life, I had somebody very close to me that I gave too much authority over me. And what I realized was, and it took me years to discover this, is they had too many limiting beliefs about themselves. So whenever they approach something difficult, they would typically drop a limiting belief on me, which, because I gave them too much authority on me, I ended up assuming as true. And eventually I had to cut that anchor that was dragging me and holding me back, because it wasn't serving. It was actually defeating me. What about you? What goes through your head that holds you back? Because if you can observe it, and this is why I'm a big fan of first thing in the morning, getting your exercise in. Because if you can listen and observe, you can strengthen that weakness. And one of my favorite sayings, and has a lot to do with me growing up with learning disabilities and learning how to develop them, develop your weaknesses and, oh, did I screw this thing up? Let me see. It is strengthen your weaknesses and develop your strengths. And if you could continue to do that on a daily basis, you will grow tremendously. And before you know it, nobody will even recognize, or you won't even recognize, that those weaknesses even existed. But you've got to be committed on a daily basis. Hit me up on LinkedIn. Let me know if you deal with something similar, and I'll look forward to learning from you along the way. Hey, if you want to figure out how to get the best out of your marketing and your sales teams, I've got 20 minutes of free learning. You can get access to it on my remote sales landing page on my website, where I've got video there where I'm teaching you some of my best strategies to sell remotely in this new world from a marketing and a sales perspective. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I will continue to do my part. Persevere when I hear a negative thought, and bring you the latest information on how you can get your life and your business to the next friggin' level.